Crowhill here from Beer in Conversation with Pigweed and Crowhill. Today we review an India Pale Ale and talk about white culture. Well, hello and welcome to Beer in Conversation with Pigweed and Crowhill. Good evening, Pigweed.
Good evening, Crowhill.
So what's on your mind today?
Well, my skin.
Your skin?
Yes, I went.
Got a sunburn?
I did. I went out of state. I went to a lacrosse tournament.
Yeah.
And so got a hotel room. It's a 2-day tournament. And then I get out to the field and I forgot both hat and suntan lotion.
Oh.
And sunblock.
Yeah.
And it was 4 games.
Uh-huh.
So I was out there for a long time. But of course, it was overcast. So I didn't really realize how badly I was getting pounded.
Right.
And then came back with this glowing pink hue. And what is now peeling skin on my forehead and face. However, I just want you to know there is more to my whiteness than my pale skin and likeliness to be sunburned.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
want to explore that?
No. First, I want to see what we got here. So these are our friends at Jailbreak.
Okay.
And the guys over there do a good job making interesting beers. And this one's called Big Punisher.
Yeah.
And it is a big IPA. It's 8.5%.
Yeah. They do a lot of experimental stuff, but this is one of the house staples.
Yeah,
this has been their go-to.
Yes, and this is on the normal end for them. They do like blood orange weird stuff.
The jalapeno Scoville.
Jalapeno beers and all kinds of crazy stuff. But this one is more on the ordinary side of
it. It's just a big punisher is what it is.
It is a big punisher, yeah. So it's got a nice hop aroma.
Wow.
Not overpowering, but a good solid hop aroma there.
Yeah, they show their hand on here about they don't.
Now the thing that surprises me about this one is it's a little more malty than a lot of IPAs. It's
more East Coasty. It's it's got some floaties in there.
Does it?
It's not particularly filtered.
Yeah.
It's fine with me.
Right.
But they don't bill themselves as hazy. It's
no.
Just
turns out that way.
Just got a lot of floaties in there.
Yeah. But it is strong, and it's malty, and it's got a good hop aroma, and I like it. It's a good beer.
Yeah. Very good. Very good, yeah. So it's a good go-to when you're looking for more than 8%.
That's right. All right, so there's more to your whiteness than just the fact that you burn in the sun.
Well, apparently.
Who's the woman, I think it's the woman in charge of, no, that Jiang woman from the New York Times who put something on Twitter about how white people are so awful in the sun that they're only fit to live underground like goblins?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
One?
There's no pushback on that at all, you know what I mean?
I did read an article today saying that she was joking. This is from Reason Magazine, so it's not from a left-wing magazine.
Right.
And Reason Magazine was saying, look, she shouldn't be fired. She was joking. She was responding to people who were trolling her.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't really know. I don't know what the deal was.
Hey.
She said some outrageous things, but maybe she was just kidding. I don't know.
I don't think she should be fired or trolled or anything.
I know, fine, whatever.
You got a big mouth, and you can back it up. If not, you know, you take some criticism, but you don't need to have your life ruined.
Exactly, yeah, right.
Yes.
So, but your whiteness is a different thing here.
Well, no, I came across this graphic, and
okay.
I'm still trying to dig to the roots of it.
Okay, yeah.
And it says aspects and assumptions of white culture in the United States.
Okay.
It's very long. It's very professionally done. It's not something just scribbled out on a piece of paper.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so it says these are features of white culture.
Distinguished from every other culture.
Must be, right?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, otherwise, right, why would you point it out?
If
these are, right, so these things, the assumption is that we make assumptions because we're in a primarily white culture.
And
we assume that this is broadly, and it's unfair to apply these assumptions
to non-white culture.
To non-white culture.
But is white culture monolithic? I mean, like, are people from Norway the same as people from France, the same as people from Germany?
Well, when you think like these monsters do,
okay,
yes,
okay.
That's exactly how.
So there's
they
a
do
monolithic white culture,
which I guess is in contrast to a monolithic non-white culture.
Okay,
so let's look at some of these things, and I'm not. Tell me if your feelings get hurt.
Okay. Okay.
All right. This is stuff like what?
Rugged individualism.
Okay. All right.
So So, you know, there's good and a bad spin on rugged individualism, right? I mean, rugged individualism in the sense of being able to be tough and go out into the West and carve a house out of the mountain and, you know, be tough guy and farm your land and all that.
Not being reliant on government.
Yeah.
One of the,
right.
Know,
yeah,
if
yeah.
You so distill that, it
that's,
down.
That's a good way to put it, but there's also sometimes people make it, for example, the idea that men don't go to the doctor. They would say would be a bad side of that. Whatever. Okay.
All right.
So, but generally speaking, that's a good thing. But then they go in.
Self-reliance. Individuals are assumed to be in control of their environment.
What is that? The individual is the primary unit. What does that mean?
Who knows?
Okay. All right. So this is part of white culture that the individual is the primary unit.
Yeah. Well, that's part. Yeah. So the subhead of rugged individualism. How about family structure? This is something here that's assumed to be very white. The nuclear family.
Father, mother, and 2.3 children is the ideal social unit. I've never heard that.
No, I never did hear that either.
Yeah. Nobody ever told me 2.3 children.
If it turns out that's the average of the white family, okay, but I don't think that's necessarily a value that's built into...
Yeah, no, I don't think that is the average. I think we're below replacement value, actually. I think we're below two. But anyway, the husband is the breadwinner and head of the household. Well, that's definitely a traditional... value from the New Testament. I don't know that it's particularly a white thing, but...
Yeah. Children should have their own rooms.
I never did.
My brothers didn't. When they left, I got their room, but, you know, because I was at the end of the bottom of the scale. All right, so that's family structure. Those are white things.
But it's a white thing for children to have their own rooms? Other cultures don't do that?
I don't know. And having a mother and father and a couple of kids...
Wouldn't that have more to do with whether you have enough rooms?
Yeah.
You know? I mean... Okay, I don't know that it's really a cultural thing. It's more a question of...
It's an economic thing, right?
It's an economic thing, yeah.
All right. Emphasis on the scientific method. So white.
So wait a minute. Science is a white thing?
Well, objective, rational, linear thinking is...
I thought this was part of where we're trying to get past. We're trying to get other people into STEM, and now they're telling us that scientific method is a white thing?
It's a white thing. And cause and effect relationships.
Because everybody else believes in voodoo, right?
History. This emphasis on the North American experience and focus on the British Empire. Well, I mean, yeah.
To some extent. I mean, Greek and Roman, too. I mean, so the Western culture basically has three points of origin. It's Roman history, Christianity, and the Germanic tribes. Those are kind of like the three forces that made Western culture. I don't know that it's a focus on the British Empire.
I don't know. How about the Protestant work ethic? Like, hard work... as the key to success.
Because all whites are Protestants. Is that what this means?
Well, just that hard work, that I guess non-whites don't think that hard work is the key to success.
Is that what they're saying?
What do they think? Yeah.
This distinguishes white culture.
And then we'll go on to the flip side of it.
Right, yeah.
So you work before play, deferred gratification.
That's only a white value, apparently.
All right. Okay. So how about religion?
Christianity is the norm. Well, I mean, generally speaking, that's true in North America.
Yeah, but not enough... Not enough tolerance for polytheism.
Right, as if polytheism does anything good for anybody.
Okay, that's fun. Right. The ideas of status, power, and
authority. All these things are supposed to be elements of white culture as distinct from any other culture.
Well, yes, let's just keep moving on here.
Status, power, and authority. Wealth equals worth. Well, there is some of that, but I'm not sure that that's a white thing. I'm not sure it's a white thing. Your job is who you are. Every place I go, people say, "What do you do?"
You know,
but that's not just white people who say that. Respect authority.
Non-white cultures don't respect authority. So this is delayed gratification. Progress is good. Thinking that tomorrow will be better, like looking into the past, thinking about your future.
That's an assumption in white culture.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Following rigid time schedules.
Ah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What do we have here?
Aesthetics. Based on European culture. Well, I mean, that's mostly where we came from, but I'm not sure that's entirely true. Steak and potatoes. Land is best. Well, that might be true of English, but not Italian French or...
Yeah, and...
Woman's beauty is based on blonde and thin. Well, I mean, once again, that's not wouldn't be true for Italian or other white people.
Greek...
Holidays based on Christian... religions, well, yeah, but is that a white thing or is that a Christian thing? I mean, this is really weird that it's equating all these things with whiteness.
The whole thing is, we have a competition. We've got winner-loser dichotomy. Because, you know what? When I see black athletes, they don't care if they win or lose, do
or
they?
Or those South American games you see, you know, where they're jumping, when they're jumping off of a huge pole, and what's that thing? They tie a rope to their ankle, and they jump off a pole and try to see how close to the ground they can get without dying, right? They're not interested in winning or losing.
No.
Yeah. Master and control nature. That's a white thing?
So, here, you must always do something about a situation. That's part of the competitiveness. Decision-making?
Decision-making is a white thing.
So just standing around. You know what? It's clearly, I mean, I'm guessing this is some white supremacist site.
It certainly
seems
like
it. Because all it's doing is listing the characteristics that make for a successful neighborhood or school or culture or nation.
And then saying all these things are white.
Saying all these things are like we have monopolized.
So I guess we could turn all these things around.
Finally, I mean, basically, I find it kind of offensive.
Yes. Because what it's implying is that if we were to turn all these things around, all the other cultures, all the non-white cultures, don't do these things.
Avoid conflict and be polite.
That's a white thing.
That's a white thing. Well, I am really offended. So if you turn this thing around, then they mean that blacks are irrational.
Not just blacks, but all non-white. Oh,
all non-whites.
Yeah, all non-whites.
Or some degree of irrational, rude, lazy, pessimistic, no plan for the future, hate being punctual, no respect for authority.
Right, and we're not saying all these things. This is what this...
Well, let's make it very clear. This is not coming from
the... We don't agree with any of this.
And, you know, hopefully I can get to the bottom of
where this racist trash came from.
I mean, whoever... I don't know how... I can't believe these people haven't been canceled yet. Whoever they're from, let me see if I can dig into this a little bit deeper.
Yeah, so does it have anything at the bottom that says who it's from? Does it...
Oh, here it is.
Wait, I can just find it.
What is it?
It's kind of fuzzy.
Oh, I gotta put my glasses on. You gotta put yours on.
National Museum of African American History and Culture. That's where this came from?
Well, that really shocks me because it seems racist and offensive.
It does seem racist and offensive, and it seems as if it's criticizing black culture. It's saying that white culture is this way, but black culture is not this way.
Unfair for us to be judged by your hateful standards.
So black people don't believe in things like work before play.
Nope.
Or things like that there are such things as cause and effect relationships.
Of the objectivity.
They don't believe in the scientific method. They don't believe...
Respect for authority. They don't believe in that.
They don't believe in that. Yeah. Nope.
They don't believe in politeness, apparently.
Apparently, yeah. They don't believe in planning for the future or delayed gratification. Or following time schedules, good grief.
I saw this sort of this sarcastic headline. It says African American Museum. So they removed. They finally got some pushback and removed this chart.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
It said African American Museum removes chart which suggested best aspects of society come from white people.
Yeah, and that was that from a racist newspaper? Or
I don't know if it's sarcastic or if it's straight up.
This is really dramatically crazy. We obviously don't agree with any of this kind of stuff. None of these things are white characteristics.
But obviously, this is from the viewpoint of somebody who is implying that that this is in contrast to blackness.
Mm-hmm.
And presumably from black people that work there. So my thought is, they said this graphic taken down after complaints from conservatives. Really?
Yeah, why would conservatives complain? You'd think that black people would be complaining.
I think
about
it's the
this.
Black people that work there who I'm sure are trying to instill these values in their own. The successful black people who are running the museum are probably live their lives very much by what you see here listed as supposed white culture.
Right. Yeah, respect authority. How many black people do you know who don't respect their mother? I mean, come on. I mean, that's just ridiculous. It's
straightforwardly racist, and yet done. You don't hear the words coming out of your mouth.
I know.
So you're obviously, obviously you're doing this in defense of black people. And I believe, my guess is what they're saying is this is how we explain sort of the underperformance in, you know,
it's not fair for you to be imposing your cultural norms on us and therefore judging us as worse because we're not following your norms. But here's the question. Why are these things white norms as opposed to just like Western norms or Christian norms
or American norms
or whatever?
That's what I think.
Why do they have to make it a race thing? Why do they have to make it?
This
is a white norm. I don't think.
And that's why it sounds like it's coming from a racist.
It does. It sounds like it's coming from a racist.
The reason that you guys can't compete with white people is because you're inherently, cannot maintain these standards of the things that's required for success in this country.
And then the other implication of this is that we need a culture that does not believe in rugged individualism, does not believe in family structure, does not believe in the scientific method, does not believe in the work ethic, does not believe in status, power, and authority. Right.
I have heard, actually, the same argument made, talking about the underperformance of black kids in school being that they're taught in a white way.
Okay.
And so after reading this, I kind of figure out what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is being on time, doing your homework, sitting quietly, raising your hand, being polite.
Right.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we segregate the black students out and you can teach them the opposite way and see how that works out for you? Because I think that's called not learning.
Yeah. 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 So I was just reading today about, you know, efforts to create back after end of slavery, and they had to have black teachers at the Tuskegee school to try to train teachers to teach in segregated black schools.
Yeah.
But I would bet you my mortgage that if you went back with this piece of paper and asked the guys at the Tuskegee schools if they believed in rugged individualism, family structure, scientific method, history, work ethic, all these things, of course they did.
Yes.
Of course they believed all those things. And calling that...
And that's what I'm saying. Guessing that the pushback did not come from white conservatives who are worried that white people are going to be accused of having all the positive values that it takes to produce a successful culture.
It's just nuts.
And it's going to be... It's going to be black people, the Thomas Sowells of the world, going, what are you talking about?
How did this get through review?
Well, that's exactly. That's what I'm saying. Well, you know, when you look at the professionalism of the of the graphic, yeah, it had to gone through.
Somebody had to review
a variety of channels to get to the point where it was actually posted as part of this. You know, this is the Smithsonian Institutions.
Right. Yeah, and it's just ridiculous that they would take a stance like this.
Hold on, I've got something here. I've got something from a Thomas Sowell quote. You know what? I'm thinking we should do a show on him sometime.
What's that, Thomas Sowell? The smartest man in America.
In the near future.
Yes.
So, he was saying that, so what we have now, this idea that in a fair society composed of groups with equal inborn potential, we should see racially equal outcomes in wealth, occupational status, incarceration, and much else.
Yeah, except he's not saying that that's true. He's saying that...
No. Right. Yeah. So the argument goes...
This is the argument, yeah.
In affairs... And so therefore, since blacks do have the same equal inborn potential, the reason that they are having less success has to be due to racism.
It has to be an unfair society. Right.
Yes.
Yes.
But... That's only when you assume that they're all equal. Why would you think that two ethnic groups with different histories, demographics, social patterns, and cultural values would nevertheless achieve identical results?
Right. It's just
so
a silly
if you're saying, yeah. the people who put out this white culture thing, they're going, we are nothing like you, and at the same time, we expect equal outcome.
Mm.
He's like,
How can you possibly expect that?
Yes. It can't be both.
Right. It's almost like they want to have two worlds. It's almost like they want to have a white world and a black world. And isn't that exactly what we're trying to get? We don't want?
We wanted an integrated
society where we all get along and we all agree on the same standards and we all say no. We all agree that you know, peace and prosperity and respect for authority, all these are all good things. But this is apparently going in exactly the opposite direction, saying, wait a minute, no, there's white culture that tells us to behave one way, and there's black culture so we basically have to have two separate...
But expecting completely equal outcomes. So when the result... So how can you argue both of those things at the same time?
You can't.
It's like either we're the same in the same system and there should be the same outcome and the only explanation is racism, or we're very different and therefore we should not be expecting equal outcomes anyway.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. So this reminds me of a video that you sent me. which was pretty interesting because it was a video where a woke person and a white racist.
And they both have on t-shirts.
Yeah.
One guy's shirt says woke.
Right.
The guy says racist.
Right.
And they're like, you know what? When I first met, I didn't think we would have anything in common. But you know what?
We agree on everything. And it's absolutely hilarious. It's hilarious in a sick way. I mean, we don't agree with any of this stuff. But it's just hilarious.
The way that it illustrates.
Yes.
How the
woke left is taking things backwards.
And they don't even hear the words coming out of their stupid mouths.
I know. So let's just before we go through into this, I want to make it very clear to all the dumb people who are watching this show that we don't believe in white culture and black culture. We want an integrated American culture. We don't believe...
Yeah, we think these are American values.
Yes, we think these are American values. We think... And if some of them are wrong... Fine. Let's learn and let's adapt and let's adopt something better.
But I didn't really see anything that this, I'm assuming it's a woman, pointed out that's going, wow, we really need to correct that. I mean, what's terrible on this list that we really need to address? Because sometimes they can point out, you know.
Well, I mean, there are a couple of things that do seem to be specifically white, like based on Northern European immigrants' experience in the United States. Well, okay. I mean, we should adjust, but we have a lot of Latino immigrants, we have a lot of blacks, we have a lot of other people who don't have that experience.
Right, and we've done it. We've got Black History Month,
We all now know what quinceañero is in Brazil.
So our culture is being influenced.
Our culture, yeah.
And we're a melting pot. In a good way, we get it.
It's like, you know, another American Saturday Night or whatever that song is by Brad Paisley.
Yeah, I know. That is a great song.
That is a great song. So we don't believe in a white culture. I mean, I'm not married to a white woman. You're married to a Hispanic woman. Your grandchildren are half black. So, so I mean, we are absolutely not with a white culture. But the thing that's hilarious is how what we thought of growing up as the progress that was being made.
The progress towards the colorblind society.
Yes, the progress towards the colorblind society.
The only difference between us is our skin color.
Our irrelevant characteristics.
And we're going to get rid of that. And now identity politics says that is all you are.
Exactly.
You are not a free-thinking human being.
We've got the woke people are basically the racists that we knew when we were kids.
And yes, they were.
So
Ryan Long comedy, that's the guy's name who did the bit, and he and another guy did they got woke shirt and racist shirt, and they just found out that they're new best friends.
Yes, because they agree on everything. Your racial identity is the most important thing. Everything you should be looked at through the lens of race.
And they say this in unison.
Yes.
While they're sharing an ice cream cone. We both think minorities are a united group who think the same and act the same and vote the same. You don't want to lose your black card.
Right. This whole idea that because you're a certain race,
we know. I know what you think, how you're going to vote, where you're going to vacation.
Yeah, that in itself is incredibly
totally
racist.
Yeah,
totally wrong too. So roll back discrimination laws so that we can hire based on race again.
Exactly. And the racist guy goes, "That's exactly what I was going to say.
That's what I wanted."
That's a great idea, because the only way to have those affirmative action type hiring is to hire based on race. And whenever it gets challenged, you know what? Like if a white guy gets overlooked for a promotion because they've, you know, lowered some standards and whatever to elevate a black guy, you know, in order to fulfill some quota, if he challenges it on the law, he wins.
Right.
So he's exactly right. You know, if we could get rid of these laws, you can hire based
on
race.
Just go ahead and hire based on race.
The racist is going, now you're talking.
White actors should only voice characters of their own race.
And racist guy goes, "Yeah, we should stick to our own kind."
Which to me, I remember as a kid, that this was, I thought it was progress when we started to say, no, a black actor can play a character that we know happened to be white, you know, in the story.
Well, clearly, you have Iago
mm-hmm.
and Othello
mm-hmm.
should be the only black characters in Shakespeare.
Ever. Right. But no, that's
when
wrong.
When you go see a Shakespeare play, it's full of black actors.
Right.
And nobody thinks anything of it.
No.
Well, except for the people who decided
except for
that,
these racists.
Except for these racists who say...
The woke people and the racists. Those two say it's a problem.
So I had to get to Halle Berry was hounded out of playing a trans character.
Right. Because she's not trans?
Yes. But the point was made, because I thought trans women were women. In your face, right? It's like,
right.
Wait a minute, if you're... I thought you said they were women.
Well, wait a minute,
You're drawing a distinction between trans women and women?
Wait just a minute. You're appealing to objective, rational, linear thinking and cause... Right. Okay. So, black men who date white women have internalized racism. I guess... I'm not sure I get that, but the idea being everybody should stick to them, to their own race. I mean,
and white men who date minorities are fetishizing them. And so the racist goes, so we're both against interracial dating. Yeah.
What was that university?
And then they drink from the water fountain, look behind a tree. It's hilarious.
So what was that university? Was it Bob Jones University? That up until relatively recently didn't allow interracial dating on the campus.
Okay. Really?
I mean, not all that long ago.
Yeah,
and I remember there was a black Republican candidate, I think it was Alan Keyes, I'm not uh-huh. positive, who went down and spoke at Bob Jones University. And people criticized him for speaking at Bob Jones University, but he went down there and told them they were wrong. he didn't go down there and like kiss up to them. He said, look, this is stupid, you shouldn't do this. And of course they shouldn't do that. All right, black people should only shop at black-owned businesses.
Yeah, the racist guy's like, yeah, me too.
Exactly.
Stick to your own kind. You go to your restaurants and stay out of mine.
I was just watching Umbrella Academy. Have you seen that?
No, I keep seeing it advertised. Netflix keeps pressuring me to watch it.
So I'm in the second season, and in the second season they travel back to 1963,
okay.
And they're in Texas, and... one of the characters in the Umbrella Academy is a black woman, and she's with a bunch of people who are protesting segregated lunch counters.
Uh-huh.
And it's really hard to believe with all the progress that we've made, but back in those days, in the 60s, you could have a lunch counter that was whites only.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's pretty amazing
yeah.
that people were like that. But still, what we're getting now from the woke people and from the racists is exactly that.
You know, there's a bar in Charles County that has a black side and a white side.
You're kidding. Still?
But, I mean, there's no restrictions on it.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? So sort of culturally over the years, like, the bathroom's on the white side, and you go, and black guys go in to use the bathroom. The pool table's on the black side, and white people go over there. But when you sit down, there's a black side and a white side.
Really?
Weird, right?
Yeah.
2010. What year is this?
This is 2020, yeah. Wow. Okay, white people are the source of all evil.
Oh, and well, if you mean the guys with the little hats, meaning the yarmulke hat, you know?
I don't really consider Jews part of the white race.
The racist, neither do I. Boom!
Now, of course, we don't agree with any of this nonsense. We're making fun of it. But it's astonishing that...
How do you not see it?
How do you not see... The contradiction and the insanity. How did these people at the frickin' museum?
Okay, these people there's at least got to be a handful of PhDs, and yes. everybody has a higher level of degree than
how
I do.
How could you possibly not see how racist this is? and then the woke people with what they're saying, how can they not see that everything they're talking about, not everything, but these specific things they're talking about are basically taking us backwards, taking us back to what the racists were saying in the 60s.
Don't make me have to Thomas Sowell you one more time.
Okay, I like Thomas Sowell.
Oh, gosh. Racism is not dead, there's hard to map for... Oh, yeah. If you have always believed that everyone should play by the same rules and be judged by the same standards, that would have gotten you labeled a radical 60 years ago, a liberal 30 years ago, and a racist today.
Yeah.
Ah, jeez. So this, you know, Robin DiAngelo is the fragility of white people.
Oh, I've heard of the book, but I haven't read
it. So this is a Reddit comment on the Smithsonian infographic. Mm-hmm. It's like someone summarized all the stupidest parts of Robin DiAngelo's book into one stupid info vomit. I like
that. There you go. That's pretty good. Yeah, I like that. All right, so we've agreed.
Because it takes a white person to write something like that. Because I think that white liberals, you know that Snuggie that you wrap around your whole body and makes you feel so warm and good? It's when white liberals get to call other white people racist, I think it just makes them feel so good.
They feel so good about themselves.
Oh my God, that feels so good.
So the woke left has gone so far into insanity that they're basically becoming the racist that they supposedly are against.
Unable to see it.
And they're so twisted that they can't even see that they're doing it.
I just don't get it. These people are running newsrooms, they're running museums, they have far higher degrees than I do, they're writing books, they're giving lectures.
Right.
They're clear, I would say in most, they're smarter than I am. I'm just a regular go-to-work Joe Lunchpail guy.
Yeah.
And I see this and I think to myself, they're either being completely dishonest, or they're actually dumb people.
Yes,
I don't know. Where do I go from here?
So there are a few ideas that are so stupid that an educated person doesn't believe them. Sometimes, as a matter of fact, you have to be educated to believe something.
What did Jordan say? Educated beyond your intelligence.
Yes, right.
And I think that's these are the people
who
are the leaders of our culture.
Yes.
And it's frightening.
It is very frightening.
And so the only thing I can do to fight back is, you know, mockery and ridicule.
that's what the PNC show is about.
That really is the most powerful weapon we have. Yes. We have no power otherwise.
No power otherwise, except to mock and to ridicule. All right, do we have a man of the week this time?
Oh, what the heck? Yes, I've got men's of the week.
Men's of the week.
I don't. I've got a lady.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Oh, yes. The Afghanistan teenager who, her husband was a Taliban attacker. And she killed him?
Yeah. They attacked her family. Well, I think they were going to abduct her because she had, of course, she was bartered away to begin with. She's 15, you know what I mean? And that's how it is as part of Afghanistan. Women are just, you know.
So wait a minute, is that white culture or black culture? What culture is that?
I don't know. Is there like a skin chart that you that you hold up over the person's arm and you decide?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, so she's hailed as a hero after she gunned down a group of Taliban attackers who raided her home and killed her parents. Turns out she was married to one of the assailants.
Well, good for her.
Good for her.
Yes.
I'm proud I killed my parents' murderers. I killed them because they killed my parents, and also because I knew they would come for me and my little brother.
All right.
And, in this part of the country, it's particularly brutal area for women. Girls are bartered at a young age, and thank God we've got the feminists who are always standing up
for these poor oppressed women in Afghanistan.
Oh, wait a minute, what? Oh, clearly it's not a white culture.
No.
Or they would be outraged.
Yeah.
Because instead, when they find like a board of directors and there's not any women on them, that's a symbol of oppression.
But this isn't.
No, women being bartered.
Bartered and traded. Not oppression.
Prevented from learning how to read.
That's just, we're judging another culture.
That's right. Just another symbol of your voice.
So I love this thing about judging other cultures. I love this quote. Back in India, when the British were in India, there was this, apparently this custom that when the husband died and was being cremated, that the wife would be killed along with the husband.
What? Because she was useless without him?
I guess, something like that. So the British said, you can't do this anymore. And the Indians came along and said, well, wait a minute, this is our culture. And he said, okay, fine, well, this is our culture. We hang people who do that.
Yeah.
Good for you.
That's really not a conversation-ending argument.
Yes. Is our culture. Look, if you're talking about adding curry to your food, fine. Yeah. If you're talking about killing people...
What about human sacrifice? No, sorry.
Sorry.
That's not cool.
Sorry. We're totally for... accommodating other cultures and all that kind of stuff. When it comes to the way you want to dress, or the way you want to do your hair, or, you know, whether you put a dot on your forehead or whatever it is. That's fine. Those things are fine. But when it comes to killing people, sorry, we draw the line.
And, okay. And I don't consider that imposing whiteness on
people. I don't think so. All right.
And thank you, 15-year-old Afghan teenager, killed her own husband.
You are the man of the week.